The Japanese video game company Nintendo is opening a museum that will teach visitors about its history. At the museum, fans of Super Mario, The Legend of Zelda, and the Game Boy and Switch devices can learn more about one of the world's most famous game makers. The museum is in Uji near the company's Kyoto headquarters. It will show the many developments of Nintendo, which was founded in 1889. The company began as a maker of Hanafuda playing cards and has since grown to offer many kinds of electronic games. Shigeru Miyamoto is an executive fellow at Nintendo and the creator of Super Mario. Miyamoto said the museum was meant to deepen understanding of the company. If making products while protecting concepts such as family, fun, and ease of understanding is rooted in our employees, then the new Nintendo will continue to grow, he told reporters recently. The museum, which opens to the public October 2nd, is in the place where the company used to make playing cards and was a center for product repairs. On its website, tickets to the museum are sold out for 2 months after the opening. In addition to showing famous devices such as the Wii console and the handheld Game Boy, visitors will be able to see lesser-known products. These include the Mama Berica baby stroller and the Copilus printer. The museum also offers special experiences. Visitors, for example, will be able to work together to play the video game Super Mario Bros. On an oversized family computer controller. The company's push into mobile gaming has dropped off. But other efforts by Nintendo to grow beyond its main, or core, gaming business have made progress. The company has been opening stores and employing its characters in theme parks and movies. The Switch console has been a major success, with over 140 million devices in use. But, with sales slowing, investor attention is now on the possibility for a new device. Nintendo aims to announce details of a possible new device in the current financial year, which ends in March. I'm John Russell.